when you're getting ready in the morning, when you're exercising, or when you just need a little boost. Download Mindset and listen to your favorite motivational speeches while getting ready for the day.
It doesn't matter what place you're currently in life right now. It doesn't matter how far behind you are in the race. What's important is that you do your best and always work hard. I need for you to understand that life in itself isn't a competition. Life only becomes a competition when you don't know who you are and you feel that you aren't enough. You are enough. Your life does matter. You matter. Don't pay attention to those who seem to be doing better than you, because their success may be your distraction. You're not competing against them. In fact, the only person you should challenge every day is yourself. Challenge yourself to work harder, study longer, go the extra mile, and not give up. Focus on you. Pay attention to the direction you are headed, because those who have already made it isn't concerned about you, nor are they clapping you to the finish line. If you have ever watched a 100-meter dash, what did you notice about the runners lined up next to one another? Did you see them looking over to their right or to their left at their opponents? Or did you see them with their head straight forward, determined and envisioning themselves crossing the finish line? You must focus on your destination. You have been prepped your entire life to always come in first place, but you were never told to run your race at your pace until you cross the finish line. Life isn't about keeping up with everyone around you, but rather giving it everything you have every single day. At times, you were made to feel that you had to keep up with everyone, no matter the cost or mental strain. No one wants to lose, but even more, no one wants to feel inadequate or less than because they are not in the position in life that people want them to be in. Do yourself a favor and eradicate the numerical number you attach to your success. Success doesn't come with a designated age or a time frame, but success does come to those who refuse to quit. You are undefeated because you haven't given up. It doesn't matter if you didn't lose those few pounds you want to lose last week. Keep working. It doesn't matter if you didn't hit the goal you intended to hit yesterday. Keep working. It doesn't matter if you felt temporary defeat the day before. Keep working. Being undefeated is a mindset, not a record. You may be defeated on paper, but if you believe that you have what it takes to keep going, no matter what you physically see, then you will always have a perfect record. Defeated people focus on setbacks and failures. The undefeated focus on improvement and forward progress. The defeated has made up their mind that now is the time to quit, while the undefeated says, what challenges are next? No one is exempt from loss. No one will ever be able to avoid the sting of failure. But more than anything else, no matter the record, how you respond to life's obstacles and challenges will determine how strong or weak you are. Having an undefeated mindset isn't just about rebounding from adversity quickly or facing a storm calmly or even confidently, but about getting up day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, attacking the obstacles that stand stubbornly in your way and confront them again and again and again until they fall. A person with an undefeated mindset isn't someone that never feels discouraged or despair, but a person who keeps going in spite of what they feel. A person with an undefeated mindset understands that defeat does not come from failure in itself, but from giving up. An undefeated mind doesn't fill itself with false hope, but with hope that finds solutions. Having an undefeated mind will grant you access to things you didn't believe were possible. Victory may not be promised to everyone, but possessing it.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/andysgirls or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/andysgirls.
Undefeated mindset means that you will perform as if victory belongs to you. It's time to rage war and give it everything you got. Try everything you can and go harder than anyone around you. A person with the undefeated mindset fully understands that they have no one else to rely on for victory but themselves. Having an undefeated mindset isn't solely based on what you do, but about what you believe. Take control of your time. What would you do if you can turn back the hands of time? What would you tell yourself? Where would you go? What things would you have accomplished if you could turn back the hands of time? Time is the most important commodity known to man because once it's gone, you can never get it back. What we choose to do with our time will determine what we are, who we become, our outcomes and measures in life. A quote by the late Dr. Miles Monroe states, "The most common gift God gave to man is time." We must understand that time is universal and no one has been granted more time than the next person. But it's what a person does within the time given that sets them apart. There are 7.6 billion people on Earth and we all share the same commodity, time. What have you done with your time? When I think about my life and all the time I've wasted, I get pissed off because I allowed myself to rob me of the time I was given to create, innovate, and manifest what was on the inside of me. I wasted time worrying about things that were outside of my control. I wasted time feeling sorry for myself while others were out making things happen. I wasted time doubting myself, complaining about not being good enough. I wasted time wasting time. I need you to understand that the billionaire and the beggar have the same amount of time. They have the same 24 hours in a day. So what is your excuse? How much time have you wasted? Time is not the problem. The problem is staring back at you in the mirror. Time cannot be stopped, but it can be controlled by what you decide to do with it. You can waste your time like I did, feeling sorry for yourself, doubting your ability and gifts. Or you can decide right now to determine how you will spend the rest of your time becoming your best self. I need for you to take this time to reprioritize your life and stop robbing yourself. A quote by Benjamin Franklin states, "If you love life, then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of." See, time lost can never be found again. I had to decide to quit wasting time beating myself up and feeling sorry about my situation. I had to realize no one owed me anything except me. Once I decided to control my time, I became the best version of myself. I stopped spending my time focusing on other people and began pouring time into myself. The greatest gift I gave myself was respect. I learned to respect time and use it as a tool to measure my success as opposed to seeing time as my enemy. I became one with my time. And as a result, I have accomplished great things. I want you to look back over your life and ask yourself, how much time have I wasted? What if you can turn back the hands of time? What would you do? What would you tell yourself? Where would you go?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.